destroy. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything?
Welcome to the Loud Ass Neighbors. This is your host, JoJo. To my left, I have
King Changeling.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. And to his left, we have
Daily.
And to our right, we have
B. Jones.
B. Jones.
B. Jones.
Businessman. All business.
I keep forgetting.
Very few jokes will be cracked today, but a lot of information will be had.
Oh, yeah?
Lots.
It's a business pod.
Chime in when I can.
Yeah, no. Of course. Start off with the weekends. How was yours?
It was chill. Just the Angel Grande was back in town.
Yeah. Where's he at now?
He's in Indianapolis for a nursing rotation. So
it's got to be a bad city when he coming back that often. Like some of the cities, he just be chilling though.
No, bro, he pulled up on us at Luke Bryan's.
Yeah, Indianapolis
on Friday, and he was like Indianapolis suck. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, no wonder he keep coming back.
No, he said he's because usually he rents an Airbnb when he does this stuff because he's gone for like 3 months, but he's staying in a hotel. So he's like, I mean, just do it whenever he works 3 or 4 days a week. Then he comes back to Nashville.
Okay.
It's only, 4-hour drive?
He making bread. It don't even matter. Like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
I would like to get to that point. Like, you know, I don't even lose. Hey, look, what bank account?
A travel nurse's?
Yeah.
Well, nah, they
making a killing.
Oh, Lord have mercy. What the fuck going on?
You good. What are you about to say, Daly?
I said they making a killing. Travel nurses.
That's how was your weekend?
It was good, bro. Yeah. It was good, yeah. I just grinded working on a movie and job hunting. So that's all I did this week, grind. How about you, AJ?
King, yeah. Haven't heard from you for a minute. King?
No, I've been low key. My weekend was all right. Went to a homie's
funeral?
No, baby shower. <You're> stupid. Went to a homie's baby shower. I had to work this weekend, so it was
which homie?
I was Jay.
He said he's having twins, right?
Yeah.
I'm hurt. That nigga didn't invite me.
Nah, he didn't invite nobody. It was a second one.
How'd you know about it?
Because his mama invited me.
Oh. He got the inside.
He got twins,
scoop.
Right?
Yeah. Two twin boys.
How much did you ask him how he did that?
Nah, but it's evident, bro. I ain't gonna lie. The laws of life is
it the woman or is it the man that has to be in their family?
Nah, it's not even that, bro. I go by the whole player code. I go by karma. All right, like if you a whole player, you've been macking on the ladies, you've been doing your thing, whatever. Karma's gonna come back and give you a daughter.
Yeah,
if you're a playboy. Karma's gonna come back and give you a daughter. Yeah. But if you too goody,
wholesome man.
Man. You did everything by the book. You won't get a boy.
I can, and I agree. I agree with that statement because if you know my brother-in-law who got 4 boys off the bat, he ain't treat no woman but with the utmost respect. Mm-hmm. Firing off boys.
Yeah. Hey, God said you are in my favor, son.
steady clip. No misfires. No blanks.
Well, I knocked off twins.
Twins?
Yeah, I got twin girls.
Yeah, see, but you was a player though, growing up.
I was. but hey, this is what I'm wondering. Since you said that though, does that mean your life starts to change if you have a boy? Because I had a boy after them, so does that mean it was?
No, I don't know about that. I mean,
if you gonna make the statement about karma being, I mean, you know, if you're a player, then you're a girl. So would it be fair to say it's just a question that if you have a boy later on, that your life could be progressing, that you could be getting better.
I guess.
That you could be getting better.
I mean, my dad, I mean, look, your dad, does he treat women well, Brandon? Because you got a brother, it's just 2 boys in your family.
Yeah, but we have a half brother too.
A three?
Yeah.
I saw your dad.
Yeah.
Treat women good. Player?
Yeah, so, yeah. No. I mean, I have no clue.
It ain't like he gonna sit on here and say no. Yeah, my daddy beat.
I mean, but not like that. But like,
my daddy ain't worth shit.
I got in my family would have been 3 boys and 2 girls. My dad's a pastor, so you know he got a mixed bag. But he was a player back in the day. He was a singer, had his fair trip. Fair player moments.
So who did he have first? He's the girls or the boy?
A girl.
Is that Johnny downstairs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had a girl first. He had my sister Talon there. And then it was boy, then it was girl, and then it was 2 boys. But he got his life right at like right when the two boys came through. That's when he, hey, that's when he went from just being like a working 9-to-5 to being a pastor.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A man on a mission.
Steady clip.
And I think, too, especially like when guys, they have a boy, too, they sort of see themselves in the kid.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
So, like, you know, you kind of have to change to be, you know, the adult that you want your kid to be.
Yeah, yeah, you're the role model. Mm-hmm. You're the one person that you know this kid is going to look at and want to be like, but also you kind of want them to grow up to kind of be you. So you have to make yourself better as well.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Cuckoo. And look, I agree with all that. So, and I think it's a fair statement. It's just like, we just keep throwing people out there and stuff like that. I mean, but a lot of the people we know got girls, right? Yeah. You think Jay gonna get some girls? I think he gonna get two boys.
Well, I mean, look, bro, Stretch got a girl, so I know that was karma. Maybe it only works on the first child, and then it's a luck of the draw after that. I don't know.
You want to put money on it? On the record, what do you have?
A girl dad,
JoJo on the Loud
what
Ass
Neighbors.
What
do you have today? Huh? What do you have?
Did he already tell you? Did he get the sonograph, or is he doing
I called him like at 12, and he told me he was taking this girl to the hospital because they thought they was going to have a baby.
Well, no. Well,
who are you talking about?
They're supposed to have a baby. Today's the due date, but it hasn't, like, to my knowledge, it hasn't came yet.
I mean,
yet,
no, that's
I
was, exactly that's what
I was,
told
but me. I was talking to him around that time, too, and he had told me the same thing. But
they might induce her.
He said, I don't know if it's false.
They're supposed to take, they were going to take her there today anyways, just because it was the due date, and she hasn't, it hasn't been,
I mean,
like,
it could take the water, almost 10 months sometimes.
It was like her water hasn't broke, so they took her there to make sure, like, safe, everything was straight and on track, and when was it going to happen? Because, I mean, I'd be asking, too, like, yo, when is it going to happen? So it's supposed to either be tonight or tomorrow morning, but who knows?
Look, I'm gonna tell you what my boy is, because he's a doctor, and they were talking about, like, dilation and centimeters and stuff. He's like, I'm not taking my girl until it's like this. I was like, what? I didn't even know it was like, it had to be like a certain range or whatever.
I worked in a hospital one summer, then I saw a birth.
How was that?
Wild, a lot of blood. That's all I gotta say.
Well, the thing is, when they start dilating, the thing is, you don't know how fast they gonna start getting bigger. So you have to take them like at 2 or something like that, because once they start, you never know how fast it's gonna take for them to go all the way. I think like to 9.
I ain't never seen none of that in real life. I just seen it on TV. One time, I tried to push myself to watch birth. A woman giving birth on, what was it? It had to have been sci-fi. I feel like sci-fi was the type of show for that type of shit back then. But yeah, I ain't never seen it in real life.
It's tough, bro. I worked in an OBER, and they be coming in steady 24 hours a day. Just be women, pregnant women. And usually just the same thing, just false. Like, they were just cramping really bad, and it probably, like, contractions weren't close enough to actually go into
labor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it was a lot. I always had to ask people, when was their last menstrual period?
Yep.
Yeah, this is like an awkward question. Like,
that is awkward, nigga.
I'm trying to know the last time you bled, girl.
The fuck?
See if you fertile.
The fuck?
I'm like, whoa, okay, hold up. All right, but in other other news,
nigga, how was your weekend?
we went into everything. How was your weekend, bro?
My weekend was cool. I didn't really do much. You know, I get the I'm trying to think about I golfed this weekend with a couple of my buddies. It was cool.
What day did we go out? Saturday. You went to the national game, right?
Yeah. The soccer game was cool. The first time there. Food was overpriced. Didn't have no funnel cakes.
Of course.
I think I always like.
Yep.
That's like what I do now. I'm just on the search for the perfect funnel cake, stadium funnel cake. But I feel like not
Vanderbilt,
any.
Yeah, that will never
Vanderbilt
happen.
Football has a really good funnel cake. Last time I was there,
I don't even waste my money on stadium funnel cake. You got me tripping.
State Fair.
That's what I'm saying.
The State Fair funnel cake is the only funnel cake I'm going after.
That's why I said I'm on the search.
For the best.
But other than that, it was like, this is cool. You know, it is what it is. Yeah,
Nashville should have won that game.
I wish I have. I was trying to figure out more ways to make more money. I'm back at my 9-to-5. You know?
Making money was easy. Everyone would be rich.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think every time I'm like, bro, if it was. Because my nephew came up. He was like, bro, look, bro. soon as I get out of college, six figures, you know, 6 years, six figures. You know, everybody has the mentality we coming out of college making that bread.
Mm-hmm. Till you get out of college.
And you realize why all these people driving them 1996 Civics.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Man.
Grown men, women, it's just tough out here.
Damn, you realize that then? Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro.
Doing this internship. You said they have him replying to emails at the internship.
Oh, yeah, boy. He was like, he thought he was going to be coding. I'm like some Matrix shit. And then he called me and was like, bro, man, I just answered emails. It was just like inserting data. I was like, you doing your job. I don't know, what are you talking about? That's IT, boy.
That's what it is.
Computer science, boy.
Well, yeah, unless you're working for like Apple or Google.
Mm-hmm.
Stay, turn it off and on, bro.
Bro, but everybody and they mama want to work for those type of, like, mm-hmm. like, I'm like, if you think about it.
I mean.
Chinese, or people from China want to work there. India, UK. I'm like, bro, like, those big companies, Yahoo, like everybody, they mama want to work.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, you got to think about it, bro. We're moving into the future, and when you look at companies that's gonna last, especially companies that are growing like the way they are growing,
exactly.
Everybody mm-hmm. wants to be a part of it. I got an Egyptian buddy. He always talks about Apple. That motherfucker. Every time,
oh, yeah.
Apple drops.
Something, yeah.
Like not even something. Every time they. Like, this motherfucker will be waiting on his phone.
Does he work there?
For them to, nah.
See, like, people Hattie. Like...
He might Hattie. As well.
You know what I'm talking about.
People yeah, like... You know but, what I'm talking about. But people like that, I'm like... If you're I'm like, bro, I'm like, do you even get a check from these niggas to be talking? And I'm like, talking them up like that?
Nope. I'll say, if you're a tech head, though, Apple has been coming out really good. Because the new processor chips, the M2... the last ones that came out. They're really good. I mean, if you're a tech head, they're like, they're amazing.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I don't follow it like he does. But
I'm like, did you get a paycheck this morning?
Nah. But it's because, well, for Apple, especially because it was like AMD or Intel were the only two chip manufacturers.
Yeah.
So it sort of became the last couple of years, their chips just haven't been improving, you know, exponentially like you see. So then Apple came out with their chip and just blew those out the water. So now it's kind
yeah,
of...
They,
yeah,
they created their own.
Mm-hmm. So now it's AMD and Intel have to basically reply back to them, you know.
You know what I was, you know what I was reading today? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good, you're good.
But have you heard about this Taiwan situation?
With China
yeah.
cutting off the... Yeah. Was it sand or like... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I was trying to figure, I'm like, why the fuck
For silicone,
we...
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that Taiwan is like one of the hugest like... suppliers to the U.S. of like mm-hmm. those chips and stuff like that. So yeah. like, if China takes that shit over, it's like yeah. it's niggas not gonna get their PS5s next
yeah.
year.
Yeah. Don't be yeah.
You stupid, bro. You stupid.
Made in China.
Yeah. Nah, bro. Get out of here. They just gonna run
no,
the Apple.
Make it serious, bro.
Get out of here, yeah. bro. They just gonna run the Apple. They just gonna run the Apple. You gonna have to run the Apple. You gonna have to run the Apple.
Look, if I would sit here and say. If China takes over Taiwan, we're not gonna have chips next year. Niggas not gonna give a fuck about that shit. But if I make it serious, PS5s are gonna be, and HD TVs and 4Ks are gonna, it's gonna be short stocked and it's gonna be increased in price.
What?
We need to send some troops over to Taiwan and make sure them shit stay secure, right?
Yeah.
Look, they would do that regardless. But either way, I mean, you got like I said, you got the backup plan, Apple.
Apple. Yeah. They still got to get their chips.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
they
like, chips Taiwan's longer. Like the manufacturer for like Sony, Apple, like everybody.
Oh, mm,
so then mm. it becomes China owns the supply.
And that's
and they can easily cut it off to.
And
you
when
know,
Pelosi and when Pelosi went over there, and then when she left, and they started firing off them rockets, mm-hmm. like, it's like warning shots.
Mm-hmm.
We coming mm-hmm. next. I was like, why are they even doing this? And so, I realized that. That's crazy.
Motherfuckers just trying to show they balls and shit.
You gotta do that sometimes.
I mean, it's kind of like...
We still here. And it's just... It's so close. They so mm-hmm. close, it's kind of hard to defend them.
I mean, it's kind of like with Europe and Russia. Russia owns all the natural mm-hmm. gas in Europe, so they can cut it off anytime.
And they said the way that Chinese probably... Or China is probably doing it is by the gray line of legality. So they're probably doing, like, cyber warfare. They're not, like, shooting anybody or, like... impeding on their territory, but like they're messing with them heavy mm-hmm. in the fact that like I don't know
they're fucking up their trade
and they were talking yeah. and they were talking like
we can do this
what was
too.
That when the pipeline in the U.S. got hacked like a year ago or something like that
yeah. And they were talking like,
I was just thinking about
that. I was like, bro, how the fuck a pipeline, like the U.S., because you know, you see that shit on Facebook.
Because it all
where it's
ran.
Like my cousin who works at the Pentagon said the pipeline got hacked.
So it ran digitally. Yeah. Everything ran digitally.
Ain't nobody trying to do that by hand no more.
Yeah, everything ran digitally.
Boy.
Why would you?
iRobot.
But like, it was just like talking like, they're talking about different scenarios and like, If China does take over, we just gonna blow that shit up and nobody gets it. I'm like, dog, man, this is
fucking
just
up for everybody.
I know. Yeah. Come on now. We might as well just be cool. Like,
nah. Hold on.
I started going down a rabbit hole.
So hold on. So it's because Taiwan is the biggest producer in silicone.
No, it's just like that area.
Is it like a
Taiwan,
metal?
Taiwan, like Vietnam and stuff like that. They all produce like the little processor chips and silicone.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but the materials that the chips are made
from. It's like sand, yeah.
It can only be from that area.
They're just the number one supplier.
That's number one supplier.
We going somewhere else, bro.
That's how the supply chain shit starts. Like, you cut it off that, then all the other suppliers. We didn't have to make, you know, a million chips a year and now have to. Then everything's just backed up.
Our next man up is China. After Taiwan. So that's why it's like, it's looking funny, man. Like, to me, it looks funny. I'm like, bro, what's going on here?
But what I'm asking, like, is it a materials thing or is it a factory thing?
It's materials.
Both.
Yeah.
I heard it was both. Like, they have the materials and they supply, the way they supply it, they ship it
out
to people.
Because the labor is so cheap there, too. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
The same chip that these companies could buy for $5 would now be like $50 if it was made in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
The supply chain is
And that's what they're saying is like, I'm like, why are they paying so much to Taiwan all of a sudden? And it's like, all right, it makes sense. Like, we really can't have these guys take over that, because it almost sounds like it's coming from like a coup, like Russia and China kind of working together to like oppose us. And it's like,
because I know one thing,
all due respect, Trump kind of told us without telling us when he was talking about like we need to start taking away the industries from other seas and start putting them more.
Bro, get out of here, bro.
That nigga just saying
that
shit.
Nigga,
yeah,
bro.
He was.
It's bro, true, though, but he was just saying
but
shit.
It was true.
I'm not trying to give him no props.
It was true what he was saying, but that's the biggest joke of it all, because, nigga, if you really want to talk about that, my nigga, Trump, you the one with your name in every motherfucking country and your hands and fingers in every business and shit. Like, come on, bro.
You're dirty. You a little dirty, too.
You want to talk about outsourcing, my nigga?
I I agree, man.
You
like,
want to talk about outsourcing?
Not just stuff he said was true, but like, it was just big. He said it, just big words, you know, to get people,
the wrong person said it.
America first,
The wrong person said it.
The way he said it was wrong, but now I'm looking at it, it's like, all right, man, we might. If you think inflation is bad, if we do have a World War III where it's like them two versus us, bro, we can't afford shit. Like, the next thing to afford shit is to enter the military.
All right, but how you solve it, though? How would you solve it?
I don't know.
I have a fucked up way
kill everybody and take it.
I mean,
war, like they always.
I don't know, bro. Like, to be honest with you, it's kind of worrisome
right
now.
Because with like China, too, because China essentially thinks they, like, their whole sphere of influence is, like, you know, the Southeast Asia. So it's like Korea, Japan are close to the U.S., you know, trade with them, do whatever they say. So they want, basically, it's kind of like with Russia wants NATO to leave Turkey and countries like that. It's kind of like China wants us to leave Korea and Japan and have it under their, like, sphere of influence.
I think if you want to avoid a World War III, you would have to disband this alliance,
yeah,
whatever, because that's what started the war with Russia in the first place. Ukraine was thinking about joining, what was it,
NATO, yeah,
and it basically joins forces with the United States and some other Western countries, and so they interfere with that, and then it's like Taiwan wanted to do the same, maybe, or I don't know, or like it's just like China, or I'm sorry, I shouldn't even put in on a demographic or anything or a country like that, like. It's a thinking, right? You've been thinking this type of way, and then people are starting to see these Western freedom, like democracy ways. And it's like, all right, they're bringing that idea into our country when we've been running a certain way so long. We need to, like, really just restructure and, like, get back to what we've been all about that whole time. And if we, unless we change NATO, because NATO is basically, in my opinion, the number one force of like Western democratic thinking. Like if you join us, free your people, everybody democracy, new way of thinking. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, but like they gotta that's when it comes down into just the old ways, not realizing that we walked into a whole new generation, bro. Everybody wants to be like us.
I agree.
Social media and media alone has touched every country. Every country. And you couldn't stop it back then. You can't stop it now, and it's only gotten worse. And when you have that kind of access, especially with the internet, you have that kind of access to show your people what's the fuck is going on over here in the States, because we turning up over here in the States.
Yeah, but they doing it for another reason. They only doing it, pushing it out there because, I mean, of course, of the New World Order. They trying to Americanize every part of the world.
But you
where see, no part seem different. They can Americanize every part of wherever you go, it still seem like America. It don't matter if you're in China, Africa, whatever. You still function like you in Rome, basically.
And Ko even came on here and said, like, when he was in Asia and he went over and saw, was it Hong Kong?
Mm-hmm.
He said they changed the whole, they're like independent now.
Yeah,
they
independent.
Got, like,
they changed.
Yeah, because
in a communist, in the middle of a communist country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, they. People are starting to fear that freedom. And it's like, you know what? We can chop this down. We need to chop the head off. That's what my thinking is. And it's like, how do you, if you want, like, you asked me the question, how do we, like, you know, how do we combat that, like, you know, prevent it from happening? I don't know if we can.
You can't with social media. Like he said, it's out there. It didn't push so far out there. Them youngsters growing up is going to change Americans.
But the young people be like, bro, y'all are cool.
The young people
like, hey, bro, he being a hater.
Y'all
bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, look, young people.
It's like going over to their country, be like, hey, quit trying to be like us. Y'all are y'all. Do y'all's thing. Hey, listen to y'all's people and we mind your business. Nobody's going to want to do that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, yeah. And it's, you should have seen this coming. Because to be real with you,
but why is it dragging the whole world into it?
That's
because
what it is.
It's dragging the whole world. You just got to follow. Think about history, bro. Think about history, civilizations, and how they worked, right? For a big period of time, religion ran countries. It still does for most countries. But religion ran countries. Religion was power. You had government and the church as power. All right. So then all of a sudden now we get over here and America is the land of the free. You can, like, let's be real. The people that was moving over here to the Americas in the beginning were like outcasts, pirates, like people that was banished from their homes and stuff like that. There's a reason why they came over here, because they couldn't go back home. And then we made up this whole fucking free country of you can do whatever the fuck you want that you ain't got to do back over there.
As long as everybody votes on it.
As long as everybody votes on it. And that's that Western civilization thinking where all the motherfuckers is like, damn.
It's kind of
nice. That's freedom?
It's kind of nice over there.
Yeah, it's kind of nice over there.
It's like how do I convince the Middle Easterns that their women should keep the, you know, or like, be, you know, like it's...
But it's kind of like,
sounded like it's like
it's not
because with them
they call it Western ideals. Quit trying to accept those Western ideals. It's like, no, y'all people just trying to be them.
Because at TSU, I have a couple professors from Iran. So Iran, after World War I, World War II, they were pretty Americanized.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like the '70s, they overthrew the government and became the religious government, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I was talking to one of them, was like when the whole, I think it was before that, all the uprising and everything, because he was a professor over there. So he told me it's like the students would go out there and like basically protest and riot, and the military would come arrest all them. And then the students started holding the teachers like hostage at the universities because they wanted them to be like the voices of like the people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said eventually one day after the students for like a week held all the professors hostage, he drove to the airport. Left his car there, everything he had on him, got a flight to London, and never went back to Iran since.
I thought the story was going somewhere.
He went somewhere. He went somewhere.
Holy shit.
Nope.
I literally thought there was going to be like...
Story in, he keeps
but
going.
It's like,
for some reason,
people,
I thought you were going to have like a revolution in there somewhere.
No, when you have the people...
Stopped on
I
your
mean,
ass.
The people in power of the military, if they don't want something to change... Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just went to the airport and dipped.
Bro. He told me he's like left his car there
and burned out.
Flew to London. He's like,
it must be easier just to do that type of stuff back. How old is he?
80, 70.
That must be easier to do that shit back in the day. They send your ass back in a heartbeat right now.
He's 70, 80, though. He was going through some shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, you from where?
He was going through some shit. He probably got hid on his way over there.
Yeah, look, hey, we already got a plane ticket for you to go back right now.
But you got to sleep in the luggage.
And hey, you want to know what else is dangerous?
What is dangerous?
That they'll blame Western civilization on?
What?
Money. Niggas need money to live in this new world. You need money. You can't live in this new world with that old thinking that you're going to be rich unless you came from money. You just can't.
Well, I think what you're calling it, like you said, social media knowledge is also giving it a fake reality because it makes you think people can get rich overnight. It shows all them stories.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it shows all them stories right then, and you never get to see the grind. You never get to see the crying nights and all that. Then you just see a person some
people
pop up.
Some people don't got to grind. They just throw their body on the IG and
That's what I'm saying. Some they don't get to blessed. See.
I guess they do grind. They got to grind to get that body. They work out, you know, keep that body intact.
Well, some of it we talking about selling sex.
Hey, but sex has always been sold throughout time. You know that.
Violence. Come on. If some creepy dude's going to give you $1,000.
Yeah, sex, money, and violence. Shit. Hey, they ain't tripping.
Honestly, it don't even got to be sex, though. Like, it's just influence. It's influence. Somebody's living the life that you want.
Well, that's the main thing.
Somebody's like
envy. A whole lot of envy.
Yeah,
but do
saying.
You need it? Do you think that's just like a gender thing? Do women see that and want that more? Or men want
everybody.
That
everybody.
Like, I can see
it's a you thing.
Women
it depends on
too
who you are
more because. I
nah,
mean,
bro,
like,
I'm not trying to. As a guy, I can see Bruno and no nigga. I can't sing like that. I ain't trying to be like Bruno.
But think about what
that's
they
not Bruno.
Hey, think about what they doing though. Now they'll even let you use his voice though.
I still ain't trying to be like Bruno.
All of the singers, they let you use their voice.
It's not about Bruno. It's not about Bruno. It's about that one person that you know you can do just as what you can do just as well as what they can do.
Fuck that man. I can do that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fuck that nigga. I can do better. Like, fuck that nigga. I can do exactly what he can. I know you know somebody that's rich and famous right now who did some shit that you could have done
better.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
I don't know.
I do.
I mean, if I were to say I wanted to be anybody, it would be like an athlete or some shit like that. Like, I'm not going to fucking grow 3 or 4
okay,
inches.
Okay, but hold up, B. Like, you played basketball, though, right?
Yeah.
You played in high school, right?
Yeah, who do you hate? Who do you hate in the league? You'd be like, damn, I know I'm better than that nigga.
Right. Hey, halfway through my senior year, I had to look myself in the mirror and said, the road stops here, bro. I had a come to God moment with myself.
Hey, but before that, you wanted to be like who?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to go like Carolina.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
exactly.
I wasn't fucking like idolizing, looking at some
like Joel said,
I'm talking
though.
In college, right?
Who was you
I
thinking?
Know, I heard you talk like this. You like, damn, I know I'm better than that nigga.
Oh, bro, them niggas winning 4 games a year. Going, bro. Your niggas lost by 40. Show up to the club afterward.
You talking about the UTK boys?
Niggas lost by 40. Showing up to the club afterwards.
I know I could play better than him.
I ain't mad at you. I see that too.
I'm like, bro, shit.
I don't even play it. One off season, shit. Looking at him like that.
Like sometimes,
hey,
it can,
just one season.
Sometimes,
in the club,
season, bro, sometimes it could just be easy as like for a man. Sometimes it could be easy as money and bitches. Like Future.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of dudes wish they could be Future.
I mean,
as far as
I feel like
men,
we have a different mentality
that
too.
I won't disagree with that.
I mean, I feel like we have a different mentality too.
I want to
like,
be with Lori Harvey.
We don't idolize some dudes.
Exactly. But there are a large majority of people out there in the world who do idolize those types of people and figures in their life. That like,
agree.
It's like he said, they see them get famous overnight and they think, shit, I can do that.
I mean, I guess some like, you know, these YouTube or TikTok people just making.
Shit,
stupid stunt videos,
Every time I get on there, I'm like, man, I can outdance these fools.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, I ain't trying to dance all my life.
Like, come on, bro.
all the dumb shit like we've ever done. Like, we recorded that and uploaded fucking TikTok or like Instagram or something. Like, if we could have been famous.
Yeah, like, come on, brother. The leader of North Korea wants to be like fucking Dennis Rodman. Bro. Like, come on, like everybody looks at Western civilization at some point and be like, damn, like that's. I want that life, but
that's
nah,
because
I mean,
they selling their ass a fake dream. Mm-hmm. They mm-hmm. selling their ass mm-hmm. a fake dream.
But the American dream was always fake, though.
Yeah, I know. It fooled us. We here in America and it fooled us.
Whoever,
whoever fooled me and I stay here. I know where to get your ass. You from another city.
Hey, look, we got God first. We just joined the club.
Whoever put algorithms and social media together needs the bag, and they need more recognition what they do,
got
bro.
Because that already got
back,
the bag.
I remember, they need their name in the spotlight, bro. Because I remember when
Mark
social
media,
bro. Man, I guess no. There was like an individual that was like, bro, we could pinpoint exactly what these
what
niggas
these
like.
People want. Yeah,
because I remember there was a point. People don't remember this, but there was a point where social media was just random shit that just you follow. If you followed those people, it would just be random shit. Like, you never got shit that you...
It was a lot more, definitely like 10 years ago, it was more chill. It was more like personal, because it would only see, you know, people you follow, like retweet. But now it's like...
I see some random nigga out in California's video, but if it's something that I've liked that's similar, it's fucking algorithm.
Similar, yeah.
Everything fake now.
But if like prior to that, like I was talking about, like people don't remember, like they do remember, but they don't like recall the times where it was just random shit on your social media, and it wasn't as fun.
We all be posting random shit. Yeah,
a lot of things start off as one thing and then end at another. I mean, shit, with those little military grade chips now put inside of consoles and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they like, put them in every, they put like military grade stuff in there, and like a child toy now. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, why didn't, I wish we would have known who that guy was.
Yeah, well,
that's all. He need more recognition. The nobodies need more recognition.
I don't think he do need
he
recognition.
He wanna stay a nobody.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's why he did it.
Yeah,
that motherfucker probably going crazy right
most
now. I fucked up the world.
Big money motherfuckers wanna stay a nobody.
Like, hey, not a random question. Random question. Look, you got the bag, what you gonna do? Like you're that individual, you came up with the algorithm, they ain't gonna give you no recognition, they give you the bag, you disappear. Go away. What do you do?
Bro, just have a big ass crib in like LA or some shit.
You go to the fame. You a
off
fame
the
person?
Grid,
yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
Off the grid. They kill whoever made that algorithm. I'm tell you right now.
So how do your money?
You can make the algorithm now. It's not too
hard. Because so how do your money work? If you go off the grid, what good is the money?
Shit,
what good is that bag if you go off the grid?
I don't think you go off the grid. Like, I feel like you always want recognition. It's kind of like who's that dude that came after Drake for that one bar or whatever. Quentin, he's like, bro.
Oh, Ghost Rider.
Yeah, Ghost Rider, and even started the Drake ghostwriting thing back in the day. It's like that type of person. It's like,
look, man,
how do I know that he's not going to come back and throw shame on my name?
This shit is serious, bro. Whoever this person is, they created this algorithm. This shit
genius.
Was they baby. Mm-hmm.
This is like crack, bro. This is
digital
crack.
Yeah.
But they made it for one purpose. And these motherfuckers took it and said, we are going to take over the whole world's attention span with this motherfucking algorithm. We're not going to do what you want to do with this algorithm. We're going to take this motherfucker and make some money off this shit.
Must have been Pinky in the Brain, man.
It's just a crack.
Like,
it's digital.
I guarantee you that motherfucker it feels so dumb for
that's
creating
crazy.
Something so beautiful that is now like working against humanity.
Say, but would that be, I know it's kind of, I mean, the same, would that be just like gangs, though?
Gangs.
It was created for a purpose to protect the neighborhood, and now it's spread it out and it's destroyed the whole community. Would it be like the same thing?
It would be like that, but not really,
because the creation and what it ended up to be is two different things.
I don't know the history of gangs.
That's what I'm saying. It started out to be, it all started from neighborhoods, white people and all of that was killing a lot of black. So they basically started their own people to protect the neighborhood.
Yeah, I know what I mean.
That's what it was for. And then, but just like everything else, when we get our hands on it, we twist it.
It's all derived from multiple things. And I think they say what Black Panther was where most of them derived from. Because you had certain members who fraternities. Yeah, like certain people who helped create the Black Panther went out and then made other gangs for different communities in their own cities. Like the West Coast, LA,
exactly
and then Chicago.
But I can't call gangs like the start of that. Like you have
What do you?
But like community, yeah, communities, cultures, but ethnicities, like groups of people always.
But they wasn't protecting the community. They would just protect their own homes.
And they came together
to protect the community, to do the same thing. Yeah. Welfare deed.
And I could call that a tribe. What about Indians and Cherokee tribe? Like, they've done that years and years prior to that.
Yeah, but
protecting their own kind, correct?
Yeah, but exactly. But the government still took them down the same way. The government took down the gangs and took down all the Native Americans the same way.
Destroyed. They damn near banished them, made them get their own land.
The same way. Like, true. If we're really being honest, the leaders who created these gangs for like during the good years and good parts, they're still locked up.
They got banished.
That's right. No, we just correlated it. We just correlated it from it but being the same. So.
But to stretch to, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
It was a stretch comparison. That's
it was the algorithms.
Oh yeah,
the algorithm.
That digital crack.
Basically, talking about like how something right. started right. off I, one day and then became something else.
Okay, yeah, I can see that then. I can see that then.
But, like, it's that gangs, that's a whole different subject. Yeah. Because,
I knew
like,
it was a whole different subject, but I just meant, you know, like the start and the ending of it, what it was created for and what it ended up to be.
Yeah,
you're right. It could be similar then. Yeah. No, but that digital crack, though, is crazy. Because, like,
that's where the money is, though.
Think of all the. Do you remember, like, there's been some crazy.
That's how we spread in West civilization, baby.
I got a question. What's some crazy apps that you've seen back in the day? Like, I'll give you an example. Like, there was a college app that I used to be a part of called Unseen, where you could, it was like IG.
Nah, nigga, see, you weird. Like, you was really going on other apps and doing shit.
Yik Yak was one. It was.
Do you remember Yik Yak?
Yeah, I remember Yik Yak.
That shit got so Unseen. Bad, they had to make people have, like, sign up their real names, have a username.
Yeah. But Yik Yak slipped through the mold.
Yik Yak was funny. Was that Twitter prior to Twitter?
No, it wasn't.
That
wasn't.
Shit was wild, bro. Because it was location-based,
Twitter
was always fire. The thing about Yik Yak was Yik Yak was...
It was anonymous. It was completely anonymous.
It was anonymous, and we were in college.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like...
It started off funny,
and
then it's like...
It was the craziest shit going down.
Once it started saying, like, you know, blah, 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 girl.
Twitter.
They would put parties on Yik Yak.
Bro, I slept with their
They would be
girlfriend.
Talking about girls on Yik Yak. Like, it was...
But you never...
It was
the
spot
never
to go, because motherfuckers... It was anonymous.
But you never...
I'd be saying lying on there, bro. Mm-hmm.
You never seen Unseen.
Mm-mm. No, bro. No, It was Vine, Twitter, Yik Yak, Instagram.
Unseen was IG prior to IG.
Or and it
was,
Snap.
It was like, so like you could pick different colleges and, no, actually it was Tinder. It was like Tinder prior to Tinder. You could go like, or maybe
damn,
it was,
nigga.
Maybe it was like, maybe I'm tripping.
Joe, you said it was like five different apps. You said it was
Yik
Yak, Instagram.
Nah, cause it's like, I'm trying to think, because like, all right, so you can go to different. It was only for colleges.
Chatting. That's all. It's all it is. It's chatting.
But it was only for colleges. It was only for colleges. Does that make sense? So you could like see like Texas A&M, Florida, Florida A&M, and it just had the people that were like at those universities, and like you could see pictures, and then like
so it's like if I tag my location, like if I went to Texas A&M, like made a picture, tag my location. Then like the Unseen would like pull it up on like whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like a Tinder profile, but it's only for college. It's like only for college people. Like Yik Yak was only for college people at that time.
I only noticed
college people on Yik
Yak. That's what they marketed to.
All these big companies.
Nah, Yik Yak
took all of that shit.
It was colleges. Then it started turning into parts of town because niggas lived in different parts of town.
That's what it was. Cause I start seeing random locale. Like, where is this man at?
Hey, bro, niggas gonna find what's hot, bro. Niggas gonna find what's hot.
So I remember walking to class, little Yik Yak tents were on the way to class and all that.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it was just Tinder. That's all it was.
Tinder, man.
With just college, universities. But it was a lot more nudity on that shit. I do remember that shit.
Hey, yeah, you a whole freak. I was still talking to girls in real life at that point, bro.
You was on apps already.
Bro,
man.
Each app that came out, like Tinder became the fucking trenches when Bumble came out.
Boy.
That shit, like Facebook. I remember Facebook dating thing came. I went on there. That shit was nasty as hell.
What Facebook dating thing?
Facebook, has a dating thing.
Facebook does not have a dating thing.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
And it's a lot
another reason why I don't go on Facebook.
Boy, it's a lot of There are so many sites. Somebody was telling me Craigslist. Somebody told me Craigslist had like dating.
Man, they got prostitutes.
Probably, yeah. You can buy anything on there.
Get off of it, bro.
They selling pussy on that one.
That's why I stay away from it all, nigga. Facebook's so bad now.
What's the worst dating app to be on?
Facebook?
Bro. It's that bad.
I didn't use it as
it's not even that bad.
Would you call it a dating app, though?
No, you can use it as a dating app.
Why would you go on something that you on all day that you like spill your whole life on
busted
and you trying to date other people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
It's like, I mean, Joel, it's like busted. What do you want to go on Facebook and match with random people on Facebook, like add them to your profile so they can see like your whole life?
Come on, these are people who already have seen your profile. And ooh, there go Joel Coles looking like, for love.
Like Tinder or something like that. Like, can I have like 5 pictures and like make my own?
Get out of here, bro. Yeah, nah.
Negative ghostwriter. I will not be doing that.
I ain't gonna lie. I checked it out, but it was
after what?
It's
30 minutes.
Hold on. I know you remember this shit. Man. Oh, fuck. It's still popping nowadays.
What app?
It's a dating app.
Hinge?
No. It's for the trenches.
Plenty of fish?
It's like plenty of... Bruh. That's the type of bitches on Facebook, bruh. That's the type of bitches on Facebook dating.
Them the riskiest people. Plenty
I didn't
want
to be the one to just keep hollering at all the dating apps.
Plenty of fish is the fucking trenches, bro.
You have like a conversation,
dogs,
and you gotta take the girl on a date before, like, you know. But like Tinder and Plenty of Fish, that's just
they get
first meetup. Yeah,
I'm gonna be real with you, bro. This is how I rank dating.
I might start doing the ones that are actually advertised.
I thank God I got a girlfriend now, bro.
What is it? BlackPeopleMeet.com. I need to try that one. I haven't tried
Christian Mingle.
Yeah, Christian Mingle.
Lord have mercy.
And it ain't no boy. I ain't met a Christian on there, huh?
I feel bad for all the people that got busted on that.
I'm capping y'all.
What was that one that got busted? Like all their login information got cracked or something like that.
All of them?
No. This one was like made the news. It was like,
is it one of those like the high end ones? Mm-hmm, something like that. I think it's like Match.com or something.
It was like
that.
Ashley. Nah, man.
Oh, the junts that's been out for like 20+ years.
Okay.
We got to give them a shout out though, because real talk, without them, Tinder, Hinge, and all and Bumble, none of those would be alive if it wasn't for them.
Who?
That bitch that started out the little dating profiles and stuff when Match.com was doing it. What's her name? What's the name of it? Didn't y'all just say it?
Dang it, I can't even think of it. This is actually really big.
No. She's been doing this shit for 20 years. She started out with the website. She created it, but it's like a website for dating and shit.
Yeah.
God, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Same thing you talking about, but you can't get the name.
The login. Bro, it was pretty bad, bro. It had like political figures and stuff on that, and then all their login information, and they had to like quit their job because the site is technically like a, I don't know if it's like a prostitution site or like... But it's like, it's pretty bad. It was
OnlyFans. No,
I can't even think of the site no more. Oh.
It's old, right? Or older?
No. It's like
try to Google it, man. You right there.
It's not showing it to me.
I'm gonna find this motherfucker.
Google dating apps.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I should do.
So like news. Is there a news?
Dating sites. It was a dating site.
Yeah, dating. Uh-oh, it said hack.
eHarmony?
No, not eHarmony.
There we go. What's them right there?
I don't think it's on there anymore.
Go on the news. Scroll up to the top.
To the top.
Damn, Match.com has been holding it down since 2000.
Oh, you just have dating sites typed in.
Best Cougar. That boy went to Best Cougar dating sites.
Oh my God.
Damn, Plenty of Fish been out since 2003.
Man, I'm so upset because it keeps coming to my mind and then it disappears. Think of like Secrets. It's not like Dirty Little Secrets, but it's like It's almost like a secret.
I know who you talking about.
It's like
bro.
A secret in the. It's like a secret in the title. It's like the site was supposed to keep you anonymous.
Oh, okay, and that's how and they got hacked. That.
I can't think, bro. This is going. It's gonna be crazy. We'll dog.
Put it in like, secret.
Yeah. Whatever. They didn't say it with name secret.
Yeah. Oh, secret dating sites or something. Boy, you didn't type in.
I gotta get descriptive.
Yeah, you did.
I can't think of it, man. Oh, here it is. Hacker leaks 2.8 million dating site users. But one of the main ones was like, what was it? Oh, man, we might just move on, bro. That's pissing me off.
Skip past it. I'll say, you, yeah, skip past
it. I'm sure you didn't skip past it.
Probably I didn't see it listed.
Wait, you should have read the paragraph.
Meetmindful.com.
No, that's not it.
What was the paragraph? Is that it? Is that the paragraph?
No, it was meetmindful.com.
No, it's not
oh,
that.
Okay.
Hey, talk about something else. Hey, Daly, what are you doing? Allison Madison. That's what it is.
Ashley Madison.
Bro. Ashley Madison.
That's what I want. I was looking forward to.
That's the girl you told me. Yeah,
we got to shout her out, bro. She started it.
That's what it was.
She started it.
That's why I kept thinking of the secret because I remember the picture like this. That's all they kept showing.
Started it, bro. That shit used to come on TV. And I'd be like, bro, what the fuck?
So it was like this.
Let's hook up, Ashley.
But like back then, you knew it was a lie. You knew it wasn't no bad bitches out there like that. Trying to find nobody anonymously. That was nothing but TV.
Bro, when they released all these people on there, it went crazy.
They was on there trying to be secretive and got busted. Because
it was like married.
Having an affair.
It was like, yeah, that's what it was. It busted a lot of affairs and stuff like that.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank Joel. He found it.
Swingers.
He said, thank you. Never mind. Me.
I thought I said Ashley at first. I said somebody.
You did say Ashley. Secret. That's why I was saying you had it, bro.
Yeah, you didn't say Ashley.
Because it kept coming to my mind. See, bro, this candy, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
It was like hit my mind to disappear. Hit my mind. It was like teasing my ass.
Tripping, man.
It was like teasing my ass. You almost got it. Maybach music. Madison Creek Garden.
They own it, man.
You know what I'm talking about.
They own it.
Oh, thank God we figured that out. I was not going to sleep tonight if I did not figure that out. Brandon, do you have anything else, bro? We've been talking for a long ass time.
Canadian online dating.
Bro, it busted a lot of people, bro. I remember some of the names. It was like political figures. That's why it got like recognition.
Yeah.
It got me.
So are we going to talk about the...
Oh, we don't even talk 47 minutes. We still got time.
Yeah, bro, you tripping.
Are we talking about the main conversation of today? The
Oh, yes. What could have been? Me and my brother, we've been talking. Hey, somebody go get him, because I don't want to, like, misconstrue some of these, like, things that's, like, happened.
I'm about to screen that nigga name. Yeah. I'll tell you. Over the podcast.
Hey, tell him to bring a couple brews
J.C.
up here, too.
Take a break, Terry.
Yeah.
J.C. Ruff!
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Go ahead.
Bro, it's, like, true, bro. Like, look, it's pro AM. Like, you know how much these people are paying to come to these things?
Free.
Like, give them
free,
like,
$5, maybe.
Give them a show. That's what they pay for. That's what they didn't pay for.
So you think an NBA game is not a show?
Damn, Donnie.
It's just one of those.
It's a professional show.
It just seems like with him, it's like he's the one. Yeah. He can talk all the shit he wants, but as soon as someone steps up for themselves, then it's a problem.
Okay. Hey, we do not know when went through. Is it Paul? I always mess up his name.
Paolo Banchero.
Paolo. He's overseas.
Fuck that shit. They already came out.
I think what happened was from the video, you just see Banchero driving in and Murray tried to foul him. But I mean, Banchero's big as shit. He's like 6'10, like 240 or some shit like that.
The next man up, bro. So his game is nice.
So he apparently dropped 40 that game, too.
He's nice.
And Murray is like 6'4", 185, or 180, something like that. So he's
nigga long, bro.
So he's called, you don't talk shit like, it's a grown man's game, pause. Like because they were winning. Like, it's fucking him and Trae Young on the same team. What do you think? So I don't know how the fight started, but I think he may have thought Banchero, like, sunned him. And then Murray tried to walk up to him, you know, flex and push him. But Banchero's a big nigga, so he didn't move.
Dante said that he was flexing that number one. That would piss me off.
It's all.
He can flex his bag. Flex that bag he just signed, bro.
400 mil.
Yeah.
You still got to earn your. Hey, look, Greg Odom was number one. Greg Odom was number one, nigga. Where he at?
There's always three sides to the story.
Come on,
DeJounte Murray's side. DeJounte, he came out in the interview and he explained.
At number one.
He explained what happened, and I don't think Paolo, however you say his fucking name, Banchero was really flexing the number one pick like that.
Yeah, they're just talking shit back and forth, bro.
I think he was talking his shit. I don't think he was flexing his muscle But this is deeper because they're from the same city. And he came up under
like
DeJounte.
Yeah, they're like friends.
He came up under. He said, DeJounte came out in that interview and said, bro, he was my ball boy. He was catching rebounds for me.
See, I didn't know that. So this is about, hey, whose city
is
it?
This is about pride.
Whose city is
it? This is about pride. This is about you was my little nigga, and now you're
about.
Acting like you're bigger
than
me.
You all the shit,
Nah, it sounds like DeJounte Murray's a little insecure.
Some of these tweets are like kind of like beyond basketball, bro.
Well, of course, it's personal. They obviously have known each other and have a personal life outside of the NBA even before.
That's what DeJounte
Banchero went
saying.
To Duke.
He's like, you change, like you're not the same boy anymore.
But on the other hand, DeJounte is a hood ass nigga, and y'all have to remember that. This is a hood ass. This is a person that organizations didn't even want to draft because he was a gang member.
Really? Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Yeah. He went to Washington 1 year. He had a troubled past when he was coming up because he was going in and out of juvie.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know
he was
that.
Going in and out of juvie.
I
and
did
then
not
he
know
said
that about DeJounte Murray. When you think about Spurs, you don't think about that.
I remember
that.
I seen him at Because
it was
about Spurs.
When they drafted
Kawhi was the same way, though.
Yeah, he was.
Who's it? The fucking
they say he needed guidance.
The Lakers got from the Spurs.
So, wait, if Kawhi's the same way, why would I not think of that when I think of Spurs, then?
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know like that about Kawhi until I watched a biography on him.
Spurs like the white man's
organization.
His dad,
it's about it's
like
that, blue-collar team. That organization
pop
gives you guidance.
Blue-collar team,
and they said
the
that
Patriots.
He needed guidance.
Pop is
they,
pop, bro.
They said he needed guidance. Now,
it's pop for a reason.
He also came up, there was also somebody else that he had met that, like, he was under their wing. It was an NBA player. It was Jamal Crawford. Jamal Crawford took him under his wing his sophomore year of high school. So that was when he was, like, out of the street life.
That's where that shot came in, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. That's probably where
that's
he
where
learned
that's
all
where
his
handles
stuff,
came
boy.
In. That's where that
boy, he was,
wingspan and a point guard came in. Should have
started me with that. That would have made the story made a lot more sense.
But, yeah, like, niggas got to remember, like, bro, he ain't just no cupcake-ass nigga. Like, this a dude from the streets.
But
he's a little upset.
It's
come on now. Imagine put yourself in his shoes. You the $100 million man, but this dude just went number one overall, and everybody in the city is.
They're going to see him, to be honest.
But that's all I'm saying. Pride. It's pride. Yeah.
I mean, but DeJounte Murray.
They going to see Trae Young too.
I want to speak on DeJounte Murray though.
No, I want to speak on the fact that you didn't believe that this nigga was the truth.
Who? DeJounte Murray?
No, Paolo.
No, I don't believe he's the truth.
Bro, he's the one.
No, he's not.
I don't think he's the one.
No, Chet,
I told y'all who the one is.
Chet Holmgren.
Bro, no, this LeBron
I still need to
Jr.
see. I need to see another couple years for Chet.
Joel, did you just compare this man to LeBron James?
Bro, this man is nice like LeBron, dog.
No. You compare.
Bro,
he's nice, not LeBron.
Nah, he's not a leader, bro.
It's a rookie. When you look at his rookie season, bro, you're going to see.
I mean, I'll go
same.
On the record. I thought Jabari Smith was going to be the best player coming out this draft, but nah.
Joel, there's a reason why this kid was picked first, bro. You watch his game, it's polished like anything.
It is great, but
he's not going to win no game for
IQ.
You. He's not going to win no game for you on his back.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
You saw that in the summer league. They weren't winning in the summer league. They took him out.
Yeah, bro.
That nigga dropped 31 games.
Look,
ain't play since.
Look, bro.
When I watched him play, he had some good plays, but he was taking a
bro,
lot.
That nigga
bro.
Can score.
Come on now.
We know he can score.
Get summer league. You can't
he
take
can
too
score.
Much
He can score. Yeah, we like they was going to take him. He's going to score.
We're going to see.
He also plays on the Rockets, too. Like, the nigga's going to win 5 games next year.
No, he's on Orlando.
Orlando. Yeah,
I'm
going to
say this about
him. They're going to win 5 games next year.
I'm going to say what Joel said. He has good fundamentals.
His team.
Come on, bro. We got bro,
he ain't no winner.
Bro.
It's not his team.
Hold on, but let me speak on DeJounte Murray first. Let me speak on DeJounte Murray first.
No, that's his team.
No, it's definitely Paolo's team. They took him number one overall, and he's going to be
that's
Cole Anthony.
They don't have any. I mean, they got.
Jalen Suggs.
That's
Cole
Anthony.
And, no. And then they got the Wagner. Wagner's nice.
Wagner's nice, yeah.
Both Wagner's.
They got some nice players. They're young, though.
Yeah.
The thing that's different about
DeJounte Murray, though, man.
What about him?
Dude, come. Hey, he's got to humble himself up a little bit, too. Because, yes, you have came up. But let's talk about the first 5 years, your first 5 years in the league, man. You didn't really hear about DeJounte Murray.
No, you didn't.
You had to be an NBA head to know who he was.
He was in the league, though.
You had to like. He was hooping. He was hooping.
He was in the league, though.
Nah,
he was
hooping. He was not really. It was like his second or third. It was his third year when he started acting like
a
specialist.
But he was a lockdown. So that's all you needed. He just became this player. Like,
the last 2 years, he became like a household name. Yeah.
Yeah. So you humble yourself also because you understand what this league is because you had to. You came from the bottom, but. Hey, this kid, you can't deny this kid Paolo's potential.
Bro, watch this, man. Come on, let's look.
You can't deny his potential.
3-point shot is there.
Yeah,
I mean, solid, wet. It's not. Come on now. Package, jab, quick. Come on now. Wet.
It's kind of robotic, man. That one didn't look smooth.
What are you talking about? This shit is quick as fuck.
It was robotic.
Yeah, and I asked Jabari pregame how motivated he was.
Bro, this is 6'10". You keep forgetting he's 6'10".
Do it again.
Yeah, he's a little thick, bro.
It's summer league. It's summer league.
It's summer league.
That's all I gotta say with all this stuff.
He's doing against niggas that he already did it against.
Lakers win the summer league every year.
It's all about learning.
Look at the score, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, like he just got in the building, bro. Like he's in a lab right now.
Yeah, I'm not saying
Lord
he's bad.
Knows what he's gonna look like in the first.
We're not
game
saying
though,
that he's
dog.
Bad. He's good. He's gonna
but
be
you
a
just
great.
Mentioned LeBron James.
He's gonna be
a,
yeah, bro. You said LeBron James, bro.
Because he got
that.
The package, dog.
He has a good package, but he does not have the package. No,
hey, LeBron's just a hooper, bro. Yeah.
And this man is a hooper. He got put some weight on him,
bro. This nigga couldn't win. You gotta win to beat. Like, hey,
no, but
has our expectations.
We can't say that. You surround yourself with winners. To win,
yeah,
because LeBron
and
could
he surrounded
that
himself with four other first round picks. How many first round picks did Duke have?
A lot,
and they still didn't win the championship.
Still didn't win,
and they had the number one overall pick.
And the thing is,
how far did they go? How far did they go?
They lost final four. They lost final four.
All right, how many teams make it to the final four? That's out of how many teams that start off?
They're all freshmen. It's college too. They're all freshmen.
No. But we're talking about winning.
Out of respect, there's a first. There's some like
LeBron was winning with his best friend. Friends, nigga.
LeBron wasn't in a tournament.
He was winning. He was winning.
He was number one team in the country exactly as a high schooler.
Winning. With his best friend.
St. Mary.
With his best friend.
Why not?
The, with them niggas in the league?
Hey, bro. With men.
Six, seven, number one team in the league.
No, but he's saying Paolo is that. Bro, you can't even win with these first round picks, bro.
No, you cannot deny his fundamentals and skill set, but as far as like being that guy, I don't see it.
He's not the truth.
I see it more in Jet Holmgren, bro. I told y'all that.
What?
No. Jet's nice. I don't.
No.
I need to wait to
see
him.
He's not quick enough.
That slow ass crossover.
Nah, he got more. He's more of a hooper than Paolo.
He's more of a hooper.
Like I told you, look, everything with him is robotic. That's college like, but that's not gonna work in the league.
But you know that the league went more defensive and strongman this year, right? That's why like a lot of scores had like were struggling a little bit.
Dude, they could time that all that robotic junk.
They didn't go more defense.
Yes, they did. They implemented
just go taller with more
tall ball. I'm talking about with calls and stuff like that. They went more of like the foreign overseas. Like you got to be tougher to play in the league now.
That's true.
They're not, yeah.
And that's the exact opposite of
James Harden rule. They're not bailing people out.
And why James Harden looks so pedestrian this year for some reason.
Not shooting 20 free throws a game.
I was like, dude, did you even hear much from how many 40-point games did James Harden have this year?
Not that many.
I don't know.
But you got to take into account Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Oh, that's right, he got traded.
I apologize. And you have to take into account You have to take into account Joel Embiid, who is always going to be the number
like,
one
come
option.
On he was the number two. One option in Houston.
Bro,
he
had the ball as many times as he wants.
Exactly, bro. Yeah. And that nigga was piping down niggas, bro. Don't act like everything came from the line. He was piping down.
The fact
niggas.
That 23 points per game as the number two option is a bad year for James Harden, like, come
bro.
On.
He's never going to be that Houston player 2 years.
23 and 7, 8, 7, 8. He had some 15 assist games. I remember that.
Yeah,
15
right.
assist. Bro, that's do the math on that. That's 30 points in offense.
Yeah.
Minimum. Minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's still that guy, bro.
You know.
But
he's not going to be the 40-point triple-doubles anymore.
They're all going to be special, no doubt. Hey, but like the reason why we brought my man Johnny up was to talk about Kings. What were we talking about yesterday? We were talking about, yeah, the Kings.
Music City Kings.
Ooh. We were talking about the greatest
show on earth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The crowd's perspective. The greatest show
got
on
some
earth.
Hey, we had some fans that were actually there.
Oh, God.
People don't even believe that. Johnny was a part of a semi-pro team in Nashville. What? Nashville got a semi-pro basketball team. Who knew?
And Joel was part owner. Yeah. JoJo was part owner.
Side even fact. More crazy.
Side fact. Side fact.
Did you know that JoJo owned a semi-pro basketball team?
In Nashville, Tennessee.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
But, yeah, bro. We got it. That mess was wild. Like, and so, like, to even, like... I was asking Johnny.
I don't know where to start,
like,
bro.
Like, yeah, exactly, don't know that's to exactly. Start. I asked Johnny. I was like, Johnny, bro, how did you even know about these
Joel,
people?
How did you get like? How
I got
how,
involved.
How did you get involved? Yeah, that's all I want to know. Okay.
No, it was Johnny. It was Johnny. Yeah.
How did you get involved with them in the
day
first place?
Day one. Open up the book. Day one.
Okay,
who did you meet?
So I got back from Mexico, and it's a awkward season because it doesn't line up with regular basketball season. So there was going to be a long time between the end of my Mexican season and the start of a European season. And I didn't want to be in that. It doesn't look good when you're inactive that long on your resume. So I'm seeking out like local options like the TBL. I don't know if y'all heard of that league. Mm-hmm. And then the ABA, which is what I started doing a little bit of research on just to, you know, stay active before I headed back overseas. And the Music City Kings, I saw, and I just kind of followed them. I didn't do anything else. I just followed the Instagram. They had like a lot of followers. I was like, oh, they got a team.
Yeah, so they loaded.
Yeah, and then you know, they had a lot of followers. And so I'm in my mind, I have this vision of what it is, but
mm-hmm. Professional.
Yeah, yeah exactly. And so then after shortly after that, he reaches out to me via direct message, like, hey man, I saw your profile. Looks like you play in Mexico. You know, we got a couple other guys on the team that have played overseas as well. So we think you fit right in if you just want to meet. And I was like, all right, we'll do the meeting. I'll do the meeting. So I end up meeting this owner with my dad at a McDonald's, bro.
Oh, my God.
At a McDonald's.
Who chose the place?
He did. Of course. In Donald, hey, in Donaldson. Yeah.
The Donaldson McDonald's by the airport.
Yeah. So we meet there. And we talk business. Everything kind of sounds still squared away. Like, I'm a little concerned about this guy's grammar.
Yeah.
But everything on the contract is legit.
Yeah, write the screenplay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so so then I still, like, I come out this meeting still a little bit excited. Like, you know, like, okay.
It sounds like a real opportunity.
Yes.
Out of McDonald's.
But then the first practice came. And then at the first practice, everything was exposed, bro. Like, everything was
What'd
exposed.
You see at the first practice that even gave you the hint that
okay,
this wasn't
so
it?
So, first and foremost, all right, so that first hint was, I got there 3 minutes before practice starts, 6:57, and nobody else was there.
Oh, that's a big no-no, because you already late, really?
Exactly. Nobody was there, so I'm thinking I'm late, or they canceled practice, didn't nobody, I'm at the wrong location.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. All the logical things.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, at 7 o'clock, the pastor opens the door to the church gym, bro. He's like, oh, you with the Music City Kings? I'm like, oh, yeah, they're already in there? He's like, no, you first. I'm like, bro, did I get this time wrong, bro? About 7:20, bro, the second person arrives to practice 20 minutes late, bro. And I think, like, what ended up happening is by, like, 7:45, seven dudes showed up for practice, bro.
Bro, and I remember how that like, renting that place worked. You only kept that thing for 2 hours. So I'm like, you wasted 45 minutes? You crazy.
I know.
Especially when you pay in and out of pocket
for that
shit.
Yeah.
So, like, so keep going. I just had to let you know.
So then I started talking to some of the guys about, you know, what's your basketball history and this and that.
And oh, and that was another red flag?
Yeah, that was the second red flag.
High school.
Yeah, some high school. Some dudes, like, were JUCO, couple college players, but, like, low. All of them. There's a lot of guys.
Local.
JUCO and local college. Yeah.
Nothing they could flex like
that. Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah. Take it from there, Joel.
And then that's when I got involved.
Yeah.
He brought it home. He got.
I knew
involved.
We needed help.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So I helped join.
Like a money ball situation.
Yeah,
turn around.
Yeah. We had to do that. And so, like, our first meeting was we went to the next practice, and then they introduced us to the team. They introduced me as a co-owner, along with another one. I believe his name was Al.
Al.
He's about 4 foot nine.
5 foot. He might be 5 foot. Hey, you might give him 5 foot.
5 foot. He's a pastor.
But you don't know what church. But he's a pastor.
these niggas said we
ordained. No, he was ordained. He was ordained. I don't know if he was a pastor. He's ordained minister or something.
Hey, he was the pastor of the Music City King.
but he was boys with Tony, so he was part owner, and then Tony was the main. And then Tony was the main owner, who inherited from his mom, who started it in the day and was running it as a professional business. But when she
as an LLC,
yeah, as an LLC. But when she passed, all due respect to Tony, he took over, and he needs a lot of help. That's it. He's a good person, though.
Yeah, he's
no doubt, he's a good person. Good, yeah, he's always means good, but
just don't know how to run a basketball team.
He's the funniest individual, man. He's good hearted because nobody out of all the people you could talk trash to, none of the players really talk trash to Tony. But they talk shit to everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody and their mama.
That joke was hilarious, though. Tony didn't really talk that much, neither. But,
He's about his business.
Yeah, hey, but, hey.
And hustle. Yeah. Hey, look. Out of all the funds, he made sure that thing ran. Because there'll be times I'm like, bro, I ain't funding this. I'd be pissed, and I'm like, I'm not funding this shit.
Yeah.
And that shit still ran, as usual. I told him, I was like, you going
to
make it happen.
You got to. Shit. You the bloodline of the initial investor.
But, yeah. Yeah, man, he ran that thing, but he could, man.
Bro, get off this bullshit, man. Get back to the drama, bro.
The drama.
God damn.
I'm sorry.
How was the first practice?
Hey, so let's talk about
first
the roster.
Practice, all right,
let's talk about
roster,
the roster.
Right, let's bring in these niggas.
All right, we ain't going to say no names with it, bro. We got a rapper, though. We got a rapper on the team. We got we got a porn star.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Certified, bro. Millions of you.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. It was bringing what was on the show to the on the side. I was like, what in the world,
bro? Practice at practice.
He was what
the girl?
Yeah. I mean, it's his girl though.
It wasn't his girl. It was not his girl.
You could have left that at home.
Let him flex.
Yeah,
let him flex. That nigga was flexing.
I'm like, bro, why is she
respect.
Eyeing everybody?
He was respect
everybody.
And he was hooping too, though.
Respect.
It was crazy.
Now, I remember seeing that nigga. He was a baller, bro. That's why she stood around. She said, "Yeah, that nigga gonna make it."
Crazy. Which one was that?
Dreads.
Oh yeah.
Then we had, remember we had homeboy, we ain't gonna say names.
Bro,
we had homeboy
quick.
That got kicked off the
boot
team.
Gang.
And then, boot gang. And then next
boot
game
gang.
was on the side.
This nigga
on the sideline.
Back to the storyline. So I got involved, and we had our practices. We met the dance team. The dance team's interesting. I think it's just college kids. And then we ran the game. Our first game. What happened to our first game?
Hold on, stop.
Y'all's dance team, they wasn't even.
It was a bunch of middle school girls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a halftime
point
show, and I was like,
"What
the hell?
Hey, middle school
is
girls
this?
Dancing."
Yeah,
to Nook If You Buck.
I got the videos.
Wild.
I got all the videos.
Bro.
They still on my phone.
Moneybag, yo, and Nook If You Buck for the halftime dance team.
I'm telling you, we could run this thing on a show, dog.
Oh, it's gonna be a show, bro.
This show. Hey, look, our commentator. Could not see, but
the commentator was blind
and deaf, and he had his homeboy with him. But he was cocky, bro. I wish y'all were in the meet. I remember the first time,
a whole bunch
him,
of black people,
bro.
I think this just happened.
The first time,
holding on to something that need to be let go,
bro. The first time I met this guy, Tony. Of course, it's Tony. Tony was like, bro, man, I gotta have you meet someone, bro. He gonna change it for us. I'm like, all right, shit, whatever, bro. Let's do it. I'm like, what are you gonna do? He's like, bro, he gonna commentate the game, bro. It's gonna change everything for us. We're gonna get so many people off this. Pulls me into this room. I see the walking stick, where you can't see. I didn't know that was the person I was supposed to be talking to. And then the guy came up because he had somebody that was helping him walk. He came up to me first. He's like, hey, man, what's going on? How you doing? And I thought that was the commentator. He was like, yeah, man, well, these are the prices and stuff like that. This is what we're going to do. I was like, boom, this is cool. And then the guy got up that was disabled. He couldn't, he was partially, he said he was 3/4 blind. And couldn't really hear that well. But he said he was the best. He said he was the best basketball commentator in the Middle Tennessee area.
Lies.
I know. Cap. Joel, I know. Cap. I know. Cap.
If we knew all this, Cap. You could have got all of us. Bro.
You could have got one of us to do that shit.
We would have chipped in. We would have opened the gym with you, bro. Bro. We would have done something to help
he
out.
He had his equipment, though. Bro. Didn't he have his equipment?
Nigga, he had a boombox and a mic.
He tried to show me. He tried to like show me some of his work, but I could never hear it, bro. It was like you could hear the crowd over him talking.
Ayo, so I never did. Ayo, these niggas was Will Ferrell and semi-pro, bro.
Bro. our first game, bro, our first game, our first game was solid. Our first game was,
this is gonna do it.
Our first game,
we gonna bring in this commentator.
First game was solid, but then we lost, and the team started fighting. So like, it turns into a hood.
Is that when you played the team from Murfreesboro?
Yeah,
yeah. This,
the hood.
Yo Gotti at the point guard.
Hey, look, dude. How many games did you come to where you didn't see a fight?
I mean, well, not that we know.
Let me flip
that. Y'all can find the locker room.
Let me talk about one or two. It was something.
Hey, look, let me flip that. How many games did you come to that you did see a fight?
It was
basically all of them.
Because y'all, like, y'all get into it with a fight team,
bro. It would be inner squad fight.
Yeah, no,
we didn't see all that.
Other,
we didn't see all that. Like, I mean, the swinging was at one time.
It's tough, bro.
But like, I mean, for the sideline, we couldn't see all like arguing in the bench and everything like that.
Bro, that team went through a lot.
I remember.
Half the shit happened behind closed doors.
It was in the locker room or something. Yeah, we didn't see it. Yeah,
all right, so like, all right. What was the? Did we have an argument or anything the first game?
Yeah, so
did
like,
we have the short assistant coach that time? His buddy,
did.
His buddy.
Both of them were there at the first game.
What was his resume?
TSU.
He doesn't have a resume,
but he can
nobody
hoop.
Had a
bro.
He can hoop. That's all.
He doesn't have a resume.
Look, Dre. This was everybody's resume, bro. Everybody came up was like, bro, I could coach, and I was like, he was like, oh no. He was like, this is coach and this is the assistant coach. I was like, all right, so where did they play? He was like, nah, bro. I never got where they played. It would always be like, y'all ready to practice? And then like, nah, niggas, we hooping with y'all. And so I would see them hoop with them. And it
not
wasn't
even,
like,
not
it wasn't like
friends,
yeah.
bro. They treated friends, this motherfucker. Yeah. They treated this motherfucker like it was the Nashville
sports league
yeah. bro.
Yes. Yes, because like they would hoop and it's like, I'm like, they're not trash,
we
but they're
was
not
trying to change
special.
That. We was
but,
trying to create some professionalism between
exactly,
the coach and the players, but
the niggas went had they niggas, bro.
There was nothing the first
when
game.
When JoJo
no.
told me about this, I was like, in my head, I was like, I need to talk to Johnny because it seemed like there was a couple players on a team that wanted it to be professional.
Yes.
Then 3/4 of the players were doing like a glorified pickup game. Or like a men's league where they could just show up.
I would say like 3/4 of the players took it serious. Or no, I say it like this. Half of them took it serious at first, and then when we started winning and stuff, or they saw that we could make the playoffs. I think we made the playoffs.
Yeah, and
we all started traveling.
We played in two different leagues.
It was
we played in the All right, so we played in the MSBA, which was a solid league, but it wasn't as competitive as the NABL. We did not win a single NABL game.
No.
That's the scene with the Georgia Kings.
Yes,
and all
we
that.
Didn't
yeah.
win a single game in that.
That's
league.
When
those were tough players, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's some hoopers.
Yeah,
on that
real
team.
Street
yeah, real,
hooping
yeah.
niggas with a real coach,
hey,
yeah, and a real program,
time,
a real system of respect.
There's a game on YouTube you could watch: Georgia Kings versus the Music City Kings, and you could hear their coach just talking in the huddle, like, "Bro, these niggas are sorry, run them out the gym." That's all he said, bro. That's all he said. Like, dang, that's all they was talking about.
Like, bro, like, look, niggas gotta realize, bro, basketball is a big sport. Unless you above 6'3", fast as shit, and knocking down that goddamn shot, you just like the rest of these niggas hooping in the gym every day.
Exactly.
Nigga gritting and grinding, bro. There's levels
that's
to this
they,
shit.
That's what I was trying to tell these players. I was like, bro, y'all think just because y'all are on this team, y'all good, but y'all not.
I mean, bro, the side,
No, but when you say it like that, them are fighting words.
It's not fighting words. I'm
bro.
Shooting you
I remember
straight,
in the,
bro.
I remember
Joel
the sideline.
Got to witness this, bro. I just used to tell them straight up, bro, y'all ain't good, bro. Nah, like, please, one of y'all on one of these suicides.
Line, yeah. It's so funny because I know
run
he
seven
did.
Suicides.
I
know, Johnny, one of y'all beat
nah,
me.
Nah, Johnny was trying to. He was like, nigga was like, I'm Kobe, y'all not, nigga.
Yeah,
and no. Nate,
I didn't see that. I didn't see that side of him, yes. bro. I know he was.
But I mean, too. I mean, watching the game too.
And,
I'm like,
hey, look, and you expect everybody to just be like, cool. No, everybody started arguing.
Swear to God, they
no,
good niggas.
But my thing to him was,
like,
do something about it, y'all. hear me talking all this shit.
Nigga, I'll fight you.
No, they didn't. And at the end of the day, nobody could talk, but hey, nobody wanted to challenge me.
Exactly. Nobody wanted to challenge you, but at the end of the day, it's like they're not gonna challenge you on that court. They are hood niggas who still holding on to the one thing they've always had. Yeah. They pride.
Yeah.
They pride.
Yeah. So much happened, bro. Head coach got fired
multiple times,
bruh.
Like I'm pretty sure they pride is where it got them landed.
Yeah. You said hey, the owner had to coach a game. He coached the game.
He did
just so he could beat a former part owner that used to be part owner with him. He was like, bro, I'm just gonna own my own team and do my own thing.
We had so much inter squad drama that he said, "Oh, this BS. I'm coaching tonight, bro." Big Tony,
bro,
and he won that thing.
He won that game.
The worst coaching I've ever seen. He's just putting people in. He's like, he thought he was playing like 2K.
They won the game. Maybe it worked in that situation.
Nah, that was all Hoopers.
Look, I'm going to say this, bro. Watching them games.
I look forward to them games, man.
You
could tell there was no
it was
structure
the moment.
Or anything.
Oh, yeah, no structure, no organization. But I knew that from the moment I walked in. But it was so funny because It actually showed me, like we was talking about them levels of gritting and grinding, it actually showed me how much better you got.
Yeah.
Because I'm out here watching these niggas, and I'm like, God, there you go. I'm watching these niggas, and I'm like, bruh, y'all jerseys are fire. Yeah.
Isn't this the...
what is y'all doing?
Ace Hood.
We could have got better players, bro. And I was trying to pitch, but...
Like, Johnny was out there working them niggas. I'm like, Johnny, don't look like Kobe out here.
Watching the game, I'm like, damn. I'm like, Johnny, we hoop with niggas who are better than some of the dudes on this team, bro.
And I was trying to... That's what I was trying to tell Tony.
We'll take this serious, too, probably.
I'm like, Tony, bro, like, we got to change the roster, but he didn't want to let his
boys go.
Yeah.
It's finesse, bro. They were paying the fees.
Hey,
look, you pay the fees, you on the team.
Well, no. Fuck that. We go find some motherfuckers to go pay some fees who will listen.
It's a game where Ace Hood said he's about to go to the trunk when y'all started fighting them.
Who got dunked on this one?
Bro, you got to go to the second half, bro. It gets so ugly, bro.
Yeah, they took off on you.
Y'all I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Look. Real talk,
bro. What else happened that year, bro? That was so much.
Wait, Johnny, can you go to the where Boont Gang swung on a teammate? Like, what led to that situation?
He got called a B, bro. That's a trigger word for most of the players.
Because
on the
it seemed
team.
Like the dude who got swung on was chill. I mean,
bro, there's an inter squad fight in this game.
I be forgetting that y'all. I be forgetting where y'all came from. Like, these
niggas. I realized that when I got on this
quick
team.
Quick switch, bro.
When I got on this team.
No, none of these niggas want to be bitch.
No logic.
You could say, hey,
no.
You could say any cuss word. But if the B word comes out your mouth around these individuals, they will shoot you for that shit. Not shoot you. I take that back.
That ref is horrible.
They will beat your ass.
That was obviously off-white.
Yeah.
Good God.
They out there getting their $50 an hour.
No, they were getting paid way more than that.
Yeah, dude, they were getting a bag, bro.
To blow calls.
There goes Mr. 50 piece.
Hey, look, there was a couple times where I wanted to be like, nigga, give me your shirt and give me your money back because I'll do better than this.
Swear to God, nigga. Take that motherfucking jersey off and then throw it in the stands.
Bro, I mean, it was just like, it was work, bro.
Cash.
I'm gonna shoot that thing again if I get it. Hey, I was ready to let that thing go,
It was the backup, bro, though. Yeah. It was the back pedal, bro.
And look, the people at home didn't see this, but we're watching all Music City Kings highlight. And my boy Johnny caught the ball and fired that thing off like it was Weddy McShetty.
Georgia Kings had some 5'6"
dude. Hit the side of that rim.
Georgia Kings had this dude 5'6", 5'7", bro, Ace Hood.
That's what pissed me off,
and dropped 50 on him.
Bro, he's 5 foot flat and giving y'all 50.
Bro, this dude is
Ace
nice.
Hood, bro.
He was a problem,
bro.
That boy right there is nice, bro.
He's so quick, and he got the Weddy McShetty.
Now, hold up. They was the what?
Bro, they do. Paul and this dude just won a championship.
No,
bro, he did not.
They played in the
Shreveport Mavericks.
Bro, that
they played in the TBT too, right?
He didn't.
They won AEBL, bro. They win everything they play in, bro.
But hold up.
What's some other?
Damn. Oof. Oh, bro, Johnny. Oh, no.
Hey, look, so this is. Oh, hey, look, I remember.
Missed the pass.
We would always have a new player come in every
Why
practice.
Do they have the St. Louis Arch if they the Georgia Kings on their jersey?
Where? I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember.
I think it's a, think it's a circle, bro.
You show?
I don't know.
It's an arch.
No, arch, you're right.
They got one of those in Alabama?
Nah, Georgia. I don't know that. Nah, ain't no way they got that in Georgia, bro. That's St. Louis.
I mean, come on now. What are we working with?
That's called family.
What are we working with?
I don't know. Hey, but all I know is...
This was a funny time. Don't worry. Videos will be dropped.
That is an art. Oh,
yeah. Videos will be dropped on Loud Ass Neighbors about how funny
and,
this was.
Go to the second half.
Hey, but going
and,
back to though, they
and,
won that
and
game.
And watch what happens,
game
bro.
Swung on dude. Because I remember it was a
later,
comeback.
Later, later,
the
later.
Second half comeback.
Which, hey, which one are you talking about?
What, niggas was fired up.
Boom game swung like it was a timeout.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And we had to kick him
out. Kick him out,
building.
Yeah.
Bro, man, they were always doing stuff. I'm like, bro, do you realize there's kids here? And they be screaming at each other. You ain't gonna fucking do shit to me. I'm like, bro, there's like kids.
It's
right
so
here.
Funny because
they don't think about business, bro.
Nah,
I remember the first game too when we walked in there. Joe's like, oh, y'all good. I mean, we're gonna pay whatever the ten bucks.
Yeah,
we're like,
yeah,
no,
I was ready
support.
To pay for it.
And Joe's like, no, y'all good. And it was a teammate started going bringing. You know, the kids in, the girls in, the homeboys in, homeboys in.
Yeah. And there goes Michael. You see him?
Yeah. He up there watching.
Why didn't he have a seat?
Man, bro, see, that sounds... Look, folks, if y'all saw this shit, folks, y'all be cracking up, bro. Our real talk, all it was energy. It was pure energy. No skill.
Athleticism.
Niggas running 100 miles per hour the entire time. And then it's foul after foul.
It's just average adults that are really athletic.
It's glorified fucking men's league basketball, bro.
Athletic adults that can hoop. Somewhat.
Dude, go
niggas,
where this dude
niggas went on emotional runs, bro.
When you get dunk on?
Niggas went on emotional runs, bro.
It was in the fourth quarter y'all had a fight? Oh, y'all were on the way out when y'all started fighting.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's how it always
went. Yeah,
when,
yeah.
Out when y'all go down.
Come on now, yeah, you got to start.
Is that when the coach said?
I hate when they do that, bro. Start
I love it. I love it, bro.
91-50.
I love it.
Someone got hey, no, here you go. Rewind it right there. I think you got a technical for hanging on the rim. Yeah, it's coming up now.
Good guy. Can't even hit free throws.
I'm gonna be a commentator. All right, so what are we watching? Hey,
here it comes. Here it comes.
23 bringing it up.
This nigga here, bro.
Cameraman,
this tall,
bro.
This is tall. The. Ooh!
There it is.
Big man.
And he hit the ball to him.
All right, so big man. So what happened was. I'm gonna rewind a little bit. What happened was our team threw a turnover and they got it and they threw it up and missed it. And when the teammate who threw the turnover went up to get a board, he got put back jammed.
So then there's more to the story because there's a fight that's about to break out on our bench because of this dunk.
Oh, head tap.
It was a 113.
So
I
number
think.
25 got dunked on, and then when he comes to the
bench. Said 113 or 115? Right here?
No, it was a before, I think.
Oh, man. I fucked up.
Yeah.
Look for the technical.
It's nah, yeah, right here.
He turns it over and then
this nigga is chilling on the other side of the court. I remember because he used to like
T-Pain. Hey! So ugly.
And then they ran up to him too.
Hit the ball on his hands when he tried to throw it. All right. Now
shortly, bro, what kind of basketball shoes he got on, bro?
Shortly after number 25 gets taken out the game. And Booker, the rapper on our team, has words for him. Like, hey, man.
He gave out his own name. You might as well keep going with it.
You got banged on. Hey, Booker just went in and said to him, bro, hey, you got banged on, fam. He's like, nah, I didn't. He tried to deny it, bro. Hey, next thing I know, chairs is hitting the floor. They got to stop the game. It's going to come up. Y'all see it?
Why you got to stop it like that?
The best part about this was y'all were in those 15-person vans.
Bro.
Going to every game.
Bro, yeah. We loaded up with 20 people. Bro, like, it's 15 for a team. Why we got 20 people?
20 grown niggas, bro, on the bus.
They paid their fees.
I'm like, okay.
I don't give a fuck if you pay fees, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Look, man, you should have took this whole, like, system and created y'all's own team separate from this.
We got three teams on the bench.
Hey, 25 was actually decent, though.
He wasn't bad.
Them niggas is jumping out the gym on y'all, bro.
Cats is putting their legs on the backboard.
Lil Marcus?
Okay.
Lil Marcus?
Then you name dropping again.
I know. I don't care. Bro, these niggas
they already know.
These niggas, hey, look, man, bro. If this show goes crazy, all of them getting paid.
Shit, they ain't getting paid a dime.
They us at this point, bro.
They ain't getting paid a dime.
A full up 30. Right?
Your trashness is entertainment. You ain't getting paid shit. You gonna tell
you
your story.
What you gonna do, Lil?
Bro, pass the ball, nigga. Pass the ball.
He wants to show coach, bro.
I don't get it, bro. I don't get.
Earn some PT.
He wants to show coach some.
Hey, this is horrible, y'all. We just watching shit and talk and comment, hey, commentating on the pod, bro.
I'm trying to find this fight. Johnny said it was right next.
It's coming up.
When that nigga in the game. He's still in the game.
They go book.
Damn.
Hey, he better at bars. I'll say that.
He's better at bars.
But he got game now. He got better.
Yeah, he was a work in progress, and he never hustled. I told him that. I was like, bro, hustle. You ain't going to be none. He's like, you right. I don't think there was a fight, Johnny. It must have been another game.
It's going to break out, bro.
Hold on. I'm looking at the chairs, nigga. He's still in the game. Oh, that's 11.
That's Joel's favorite big man.
Tall was so funny to me. He wanted to bring the team together, but he didn't want to do nothing.
Yeah, there goes the shooter.
Wasn't there one guy that like would always drive?
Keep skipping.
Is that him? You said keep skipping.
Yeah, the fight at
fight
the
on
end.
Fight on the video.
Fight at the.
It's on the video, bro. You gonna
yeah,
see?
We were on the way out fighting. How you gonna fight
all the way?
Fight right
the way
there.
Up.
It's fight right there. This is going to break out on our bench out of random.
67-108. That should have broke out a long time ago.
God damn.
They're beating the brakes off you, boys.
Bro, come on, man.
Fighting it out of 20 Hey, 20 people in the van driving back to Nashville.
You got
to
look for it.
There they go. They fighting
because
y'all, they looking down.
Yep, there it is. There it is. There he is. Booker's walking out. They escorting our own team out.
All right, pass it.
There it is.
Yeah,
they didn't get it on camera.
No, they didn't get it on camera.
No, ain't on camera yet.
Look, you just see Tony get up. Hey, look, you see Tony get up from the scores table.
Go quiet. They're playing some good music, though. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, they always had the best music, though. Look, bro, y'all had
a show.
Y'all had a good foundation.
We did.
No players, bro. No players, no coach.
But it's the people. And I can't just blame the players and the coach. It was everybody in the mix. Like, they was – nobody really gave a shit.
It starts from the owner and it works its way down. That's how the basketball –
It's like y'all said, this was hand-me-down. Somebody,
coach is bringing in his friends and everything, bro.
Look at Tony. He's finna get up and try to break up this fight. There they are. There you see him?
Yep.
There it is.
Wait. I would have loved that, nigga. Come on now. 108 to 67?
I think the cameraman did us a solid, bro.
He did y'all a solid.
Yeah. Look.
Nah, this should have been on World Star. Yeah.
Swear to God,
made
bro.
Your bread,
look
dog.
At the production. Bruh, they didn't want that on their clean production.
On their clean. Look, y'all at Music City didn't have no production like that, bro. We could.
Hey, he's hugging up. We down 30, bro.
It's those two.
It's those two
going at it.
Yeah.
You right, because I saw one push the other real quick. Damn.
Dude, I can't believe they cut it out, bro. Chairs was hitting the floor, bro. Look, everybody.
No, they didn't cut it out. It was there, bro. Let it go. Bro, you saw, if you look closely at those two people, they push each other real quick.
Yeah, look, we going to stop watching the clip that they ain't showing, bro. They ain't showing it. We've been spending like 15 minutes on this whole little.
Escorting him out.
From an inner squad scrimmage. An inner squad fight, bro.
Don't say
he's still
it, bro.
Talking. Look how ghetto that is, bro. Across they bench. He hollering at our own team.
Yeah, like real talk, like,
come
bro,
see
like,
me right now in the locker room.
Come see me.
I remember coming to you about that too, because I'd be like, bro, Joel, what the fuck, bro?
It's hard to control. Hey, look at
me. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit no more, bro.
I'm nigga, like, you just out there trying to, you just trying to average 20. Ball, bro. You just trying to average 20.
These niggas gonna do what they gonna do.
Bro, and that, exactly, that's it, bro. Like, that's what it is, bro. Like, if you look at the NBA, this is just, like, a small version of the NBA. It's just more professional.
I was like, bro, I don't give... I was like, they just gonna do what they
come
do.
On, look at Miles Bridges, bro. Like, come on, bro, I could control that. If even if I wanted to. I'd pay you more money to hush up or something, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't paying them nothing, though.
Nah, hell nah, bro. Because y'all don't give a fuck about the game. Y'all niggas going to work out 9 to 5s, then coming
back
over.
Look, we tried to have a tryout, bro. We brought people in, and we had them play 5-on-5 against each other. And when the other team whooped their butts, and I told Tony I want to replace the old 5 with the new 5, he was like, bro, I mean, no.
I can't do that.
They already paid their fees.
And that's when you should have started your own. Give them credit. That's a fire-ass name, Music City Kings. And I love the jerseys.
That was hard.
But... nah, nigga, we about to create our own shit after this. We know the foundation. I feel like I told you that shit. I feel like you should have fucking took over. Because that woman is turning in her grave at what it is now. Like, this shit is ugly.
I mean, our cheerleaders are younger
than
this
is theirs, the though. Semi-pro team of Nashville, bro. Like, basketball is a big sport.
Yeah.
We got age.
I tried to tell.
There he is.
Yeah, there he is, bro.
The real.
Hey, he's smiling, bro. Down 40.
Bro. Come on, in they camera, bro.
That is just in a bunch of camera. Dudes out there just hooping. They got a free time on their Tuesday night.
Come on now, that's Atlanta's finest, right there, bro.
Y'all was in Atlanta. Yo,
yes.
They were in Atlanta. But man, we had tryouts in the middle of the season.
I know Dre saw that.
Multiple fights, bro. If you were in the car ride on the way home on one of these things, bro, it's just silent, gas. Hey, we gassed out.
Hot boxing.
Boy, the L's away. Hot box the L's away.
Stop at Wendy's at some point.
It was some good food. It was a good conversation. People are talking.
Just chopping up, yeah.
Of course, it's a good conversation, bro. Some niggas. Yeah, you over here tapping into your heritage and your culture, and then stepping away from the privileged lifestyle. That's all it is.
We're just cooking Tony the whole time.
Did y'all ever talk about the game or anything? Like, damn, we got
fun. Nah, they usually never talked about the game after that. They would talk about the game. They were like, oh, we're going to whoop these niggas' asses.
We really just got to come together. You know
how it goes.
We just got to come together. That's all we got. Nah, bro. Hey, y'all say the same thing after every game.
It'd be the coach, too. The funny thing would be the coach, bro. Because the coach is like, he's like, bro, I saw what you was doing, and you could do better. You know what I'm saying? But like, bro.
Generic coach talk.
Oh, no.
Dog. What?
Bro, a group of 24-year-olds could have ran this motherfucker beautifully.
Easily.
Beautifully.
This mess is so funny. Hey, but, Hey, that's all. Like I said, we're gonna fine tune.
Wait,
what? Oh, did you make it?
Oh, no. Oh, they called a foul. Yeah, it didn't look like they called anything.
In your opinion, who at the end of the season was improved the most?
Anyone? Everybody improved. That was the thing about it. Like, everybody improved. I'll say the players that improved the most, I say, was LA and Myron. Initially.
Yeah, LA and Myron.
Because they came to the most practices, to be honest.
I remember Myron's first practice, bro.
He was out of shape. He couldn't even run.
He was just showing up game day.
He threw up on the second suicide.
Yeah.
He said he had Wendy's before practice.
But you could tell his skill set was there, though, from the beginning.
I'm telling you.
He was just out of shape.
King, we already got it set up, bro. The cast is already there, starting
look,
five.
If you look at Myron, though, he like played in that one basketball
sitcom
league.
Ready.
With Paul Pierce and
who?
That Paul Pierce and T-Mac ran.
Myron was nice at the end of the season.
The final 10 in that one-on-one league. And he got to meet Paul Pierce and T-Mac.
Yeah. Myron was nice. L.A. was nice.
L.A. had offers, but he couldn't get his passport.
I love Tall. Too tall. He was
out of shape the whole season.
Tall was like, he was our center, but he had to been like, what, five? Six.
6'5", probably.
Yeah, not that tall.
Oh, okay, I remember, yeah.
But
He played hard.
Long arms. And his dunk, all he did was like jump up a little bit and just like rim graze it over every time.
Lord have mercy.
But that was our center because he was heavy.
Yeah. He could set a screen. Don't get it twisted.
A Zion winner.
Oh, is that the nigga with the beard? The nigga that like T-Pain?
Yeah.
The nigga that like T-Pain? Yeah.
He had one. Someone dropped him down the lane.
Bro, I got videos of this shit, bro.
Speak on this. Hey, for the first five games of the season, though, neither big man can make a layup going game speed.
No, it was awful.
It was awful. Because, like, bro, they were that out of shape. Because, like, all right, at the you can make your layups going half speed at the Y, but, like, in them games, you got to run full speed and lay the ball up. And none of them, bro, it pissed me off so much. How y'all 6'5", and y'all can't lay the ball in, bro?
I just want to dunk.
Nigga, I can't even jump.
I'm telling you, Zion Williams with flat tires. He couldn't jump no more. Just long enough to get it over the rim.
Two flat tires.
Two flats.
I can't think
Zion Williamson with 220.
I'm really not surprised, though. Nashville's a big city, and when you think about something like that, you bound to find a bunch of niggas who can do something on the blacktop.
You were better off playing in the Mid-State League.
It worked in my favor because I got good film. And I got stats. They had the stats recorded, so
international.
It was on FIBA stats. Stats. So it helped me get a job.
Boy, that dude from Georgia was racking up them stats, boy. 50 piece in all these American players.
45, 17, and 8.
I don't see why he's not playing overseas. He can make
they
a
got
bag
kids.
Over
they got
there.
Kids. Man,
kids,
bro.
Family.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Dude, he tried to fight. I remember he tried.
They're trying to go to the league or nothing, bro.
No, not really.
Yeah, big racks.
No, they played in the TBL. Dude, those two won the TBL league, and that's like the biggest minor league outside the G League.
How much money you
get
from that?
You get to get up to 5 racks a month in the TBL.
That's extra side money.
Yeah, that's some dudes do that.
It's a living. It's a living.
That's hooping.
It's a living. Yeah.
You just hooping.
Yeah, Paul won. It's Paul hit. I showed y'all him in game. Mm-hmm.
But when you got
game
kids,
winners.
You still need Mo.
Do you think Zach is making a check like that?
Who?
Who do you think?
Yeah, Zach Hodgkins.
Yes.
Yeah, he's
with that ball.
That nigga never needed to make a check in the first place.
He didn't, but he's on Ball Is Life. Ball Is Life is sponsoring him.
Yeah, they be making money.
He's making his sponsorships, we talking about niggas struggling. We ain't talking about niggas that already got it. He already had it, bro.
All right, well, thank you, B, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to need you when that series drops, bro, to tell your stories from the... We need all three perspectives.
Yeah, people that were there, bro. Because we really gonna fine tune this sitcom. We just gonna keep it on. Mm. If we don't put it in the show, we can make a book out of it.
I got the tapes, bro. Y'all was just like Will Ferrell in Semi Pro. You niggas was trying to come up with anything and everything for
these
games,
weren't
bro.
Professionals, like
yeah, semi-pro, it wasn't professional.
And we changed their life though. Well, me and Joe were talking about yesterday. We changed a lot of the boys' lives.
It's like if we took a bunch of grown adults from this street and made a team out of them, a semi-professional team.
Dre.
And the stats.
Niggas didn't even want to come.
And
for
the stats.
The team, bro. Guess what they want to come for? The baked potatoes.
Them baked potatoes are fire.
Them
baked potatoes are fire.
Yeah.
Niggas came for the baked potatoes.
Right now, I think his name was Mountain Potato or something. We're going to get that
Potato
man.
Head.
No, it wasn't Mr. Potato.
Hey, I can honestly say I was a sore loser. I played like for the Music City Kings. Down.
Hmm?
I was a sore loser till I played for the Music City Kings, bro. I learned.
Humbled you.
Bro, after taking L after L, I learned how to lose in life, bro.
It's on to the next day.
Exactly. I learned how to lose and just, come on, bro. I'm going to still wake up tomorrow. I'm not going to lie. That's the first losing team I've ever been on.
It's not even like it's losing and people just don't care.
Exactly. I'm okay with losing, but it's like losing and I see cats just like, hey, cracking jokes in the camera.
We got to fight.
See that, dude, you saw me, dude. Hey, dude, at the beginning of the season, if I had saw that, I would have been like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Yeah. But you saw me, I looked at myself as soon as he did that. I was like,
turned his head.
Give me the ball. I was like, that's growth right there.
It took me a minute to get used to that, too, as an owner. It'd be a fight in the middle of the game. I'm like, yeah, tickets.
Hey, next play.
Tickets.
But the thing is, I mean, we brought our 20 people to the game showing support.
Yeah. We did our thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's still booming. We got to go back.
And the year after they won the championship.
Don't say booming.
They won the championship.
Next year.
He said booming. Did I say booming?
Yeah, you said booming.
They blew up the year after me and Joel got out of there. Hey, look, so I went to Germany. Hoopers. I went to Germany. Tony posted that all over the what's it called. And then they got good players. The next year they got, hey, the dude from the pro.
I said we need to go check him out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
60 piece, bro. They got a walking 60 piece. Yeah. And then,
they're not in the same league, though. I noticed that. They're in a different league.
Yeah, and they won the championship the next year.
They have to be more professional, bro. Yeah. Like,
they ain't in the Georgia Kings league no
somebody,
more.
Somebody did what I told y'all.
No, they got the right players. They got the right coach.
But somebody else is managing.
Boone Gaines' brother as the coach.
He was good.
He was serious.
He was professional, yeah.
Bro, he's still a hood nigga, but he is serious.
That was so funny because he fought his brother in the middle of a game.
No, but he was serious, bro. He was the serious one.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about.
He can hoop too.
That's,
he can hoop.
He was talking about that fight where you fought somebody. He fought another player or something. Yeah. He fought his brother.
Yeah, I didn't know they were brothers.
In the middle of a game because his brother called him a bitch. And he was like, he knew that was going to start something. It's like, how do you? I was asking Tony. I was like, Tony, why did you put this man in knowing that he's going to do that?
For the fact that they brothers and they on two different
teams.
Yeah, just let you know they got beef.
It's so funny to me.
That is.
That's a look. Another a.
That's an in-house rivalry.
Sitcom
already.
We got his brother as the coach. They got him. Well, he coached the end of our season.
Yeah, he coached the end of y'all season. Y'all turning around, right?
He started turning around. Then he took the team over next year. They got better players.
Somebody. That's what I'm saying. Somebody took charge.
Yeah.
There needed to be somebody to take charge.
A coach. Bro.
Yeah.
Like somebody need to be like, hey, I wanted it to be you, JoJo.
No, I had to leave. But you can't do that with him now.
I asked Joel to coach at a point. Joel did coach halfway for one game.
I couldn't.
He just stopped giving a fuck because he was on the money side.
No, people kept trying to take advantage of my kind nature. I was like, bro, I'm out, man. I told Tony, I was like, Tony, after this
was season.
The ticket money wasn't added.
Hold up, though.
I was,
You, of course it wasn't. JoJo.
Yeah, he wasn't, like I said.
JoJo, you have a tendency to let people take advantage of your kind nature.
I know. But like, hey, look, at the end of the day, I ain't run that business. I ain't started. I can't tell him what to do with it. If he wants to run it like that, that's how he gonna run it. But somebody else came in and changed it.
I was the GM to start the season. And so I was supposed to be over the roster, over who's on the team or not. And once Tony started overriding that, and I said something to Joel, and Joel wasn't backing me. I was like, bro, I stepped down. I was like, hey, man, I can't be on both sides. Like, because if I'm going to be the GM and I'm going to say, no, we don't need this player, we don't need that player, you're going to say yeah to my face. And then later, the next practice, this dude's back on the team. I'm like,
you pay the fees.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's like, all right, we can't make changes.
You pay the fee. Hey, AJ, if you would have paid the fees, King, you were there.
Yeah.
Starting point guard, too.
You're going to play, bro. But that's what it's about. Like, for Tony, it's like, all right, if the dude plays his fees, he's adding value to my business.
That was his
I get the money side. Yes. I get the money side.
No, but, like, there was so many money sides. Like, did you know that we almost sold a swimsuit calendar with random women from the neighborhood at one point?
Y'all niggas are so hood, bro.
Sitcom. Yeah. Did I tell you sitcom? If this doesn't make a show, it's going to be a hell of a book.
These games were family friendly too.
Yeah.
And trying to sell.
We had to stop the violence.
I was trying to get some Ravenwood. Hey, I was trying to get some Ravenwood parents to invest, bro.
Exactly.
They came to the first game.
Never again.
Dude, they were sold up until the fourth quarter.
Dude, hey, stop the violence halftime show, and then we fighting after that. Mm-hmm. Come on, now how are we stopping violence when we start?
The team went viral. Do y'all remember that?
Fight the rec center.
Hey, look, man.
I didn't know that was a team. I thought that was a pickup game.
It was a pickup game with the team, with three players from the team.
It's like wearing
Music City Kings.
Dude, it's like if Carmelo, Westbrook, and LeBron James went to that LA Fitness hoop session that they do,
and then a brawl broke out.
Yeah. NBA players fighting.
Well, this wasn't just no regular one or two. It was the whole hood started fighting, bro. Once I saw that it was more than three people involved, bro, I grabbed my bags and I left, bro. I was like,
They tell you to leave your backpack. They like you can't bring a backpack in the gym.
Bro, we already in the hood area, bro. You don't know who is strapped in there, bro. So I said, nope, not me.
That's why they say you can't bring a backpack into the gym.
I'm not catching a bullet that wasn't meant for me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now.
Like I said,
the whole dude, it literally turned into a brawl. It wasn't just
car,
it was like
yeah.
like 15, 16 different gifts coming from random places, bro. Jeans, baggage. Oh, yeah, I'm like, nah, I'm out, bro.
From the sidelines, just wanting to get it.
Yeah, active. Just trying to do something.
It's like, dude, it's like two. It's like two.
And then three of us. It's three of us players.
Yeah, it's like two dugouts.
And I'm like, all right, two dugouts. If y'all two want this smoke, bro, like I'm not backing y'all up on this, bro.
But that's it, man. Like I said, sitcom or book, it's going to be. But thank B for coming out, man. This is Loud Ass Neighbors signing off. JoJo to my left.
King Chang to my left.
JC to his left. And then to my right. All right.
B. Jones.
B. Thank you.
All right, Jai. Thank you for kicking with
me. Like and subscribe.